Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Why, thank you very much there, announcer robot person. Welcome back. In This League, inthisleague.com is the website. Patreon.com/ITL Army is where we request your presence to not only support us, but for us to give stuff back, like me do a chat and just truly understand how much people don't like me. Bogman is unbelievable. This is what I want you to do. I know we've been busy and we haven't got to luck into it, but you and I talked about having like alternating chats with the ITL Army in for 2019.
By alternating chats, what I meant was you just do them.
No, I want you to do one, and I want to prove a point. How much you are going to get. I posted an hour before. Now, frankly, didn't tell anyone anything before, but I gave people an hour notice before I was going to do one.
And I think that's more it. Like, when I get people to join me on the Thursday Night Football with Bogman, like, you know when it's going to be all week.
And maybe that's what we need to start doing. But I give an hour. It emails, you know, we have over 300 people in the ITL Army, and emails everybody. It's to every single level. And I'm like, hey, am I doing AMA? Anything. We can talk about baseball prospects. We can talk about entertainment. We can talk about tips
of
podcasting.
I love, like, you always throw my name in there. You're like, yeah, I'll tell you secrets about Bogman.
Yep.
Like,
every single time.
Anybody cares. That doesn't help your rankings at all.
I think it would. So I do all of that.
How many Bogman questions have you ever got? You've said it on every MA you've done.
I get one probably an episode, something like that.
Yeah, right. Well, what did someone ask about me today?
They asked who would win in a one-on-one basketball match, the princess or the king of the mud? And I said, Bogman would even agree. I'm not trying to be braggadocious, but I would clearly win that.
Yeah, in a basketball? Yeah.
I'm six foot four. Bogman's 5 foot eight. I'm going to clearly win that one.
8 feet tall versus 4 feet tall. Yeah. Of course you're going to win.
So it happens. I posted an hour before. Guess how many questions? I said, hey, load them up, fellas.
10.
Maybe you guys are you're at work or something. I get it, but here's your chance. You can load up a question. I'll be live in an hour. What would you say?
10.
Lower.
9.
Lower.
8.
Lower.
7.
Lower.
6.
Lower. Lower.
5.
Lower.
What, 4 questions?
Lower.
3. You got to. I saw at least 3 emails.
2. 2 questions in the lead up.
Well, I think that's obvious that you have to give a little more time than an hour then. I mean, I then go on.
I repost. I tweet about it. And then I go, well, you guys clearly don't like me. So get your questions in because I'm going to make this nice and short. And then, you know, we had a.
You can't give people only an hour's notice when everyone's at work, and then get mad when shows up.
What are you talking about? Who are you people that do you not have access to your phone? What job do you have that you're not on your phone the whole time? I don't care what job you are. Everyone in the world is the most unprofessional. There is not one professional person I encounter at any time. I go to a gas station at any time of the day, and guess what the person behind the counter is doing?
Gas station people aren't professionals. What a great example you used.
Okay, fast food, gas station, Best Buy.
Are all of our patrons people working at gas stations?
But guess what? Prove my point. Even if you're at a desk, you're not doing work at your cubicle. You're listening to podcasts. What are you talking about? I'm trying to get the people that might be like,
The other day talk about how much of a nightmare it was that they forgot their headphones at work.
Yeah, that's what everybody is on their phone, has access to everything. So don't give me that. I look at my phone at least every 2 minutes. At least every 2 minutes. They got an email.
Addicted to your phone.
People don't like me. It's fine. I don't really care, but I'm not going to waste my time anymore. So I'm giving last opportunities, but I want you to do it. You will double the questions that I get.
Well, I'll probably get a ton of questions if I give a week's notice. Hey, I'm doing an AMA at this time.
I said, no, I'm not going to say, we won't say time. We're going to drop it on people because I say it on Prospect One. I've done it before. I'm like, yeah, I'll probably do an AMA this coming Friday. Don't give an exact time. I give a relative place. We'll just say Bogman's got one coming up. You will do it
and it will be ridiculous. And then you know what would be great about it? Then I can put it on you because people like you better, and then I can do less on Patreon, which
I wonder
is my
why
dream.
People like me better. Is because you just spent 5 minutes the mud complaining people? About the people.
Yeah. Yeah, the mud people. That's fine. I don't care. But then you get to be the princess that's in the limelight. You do the princess limelight
you know
stuff.
What? They buy me food, so they're all right by
I'm
me.
I'm well aware. Someone asked. Okay, here's another question about Bogman in my chat.
So the only two questions today were about me.
Is that what you're saying? First one, Bogman, I'm not joking. The questions that were preloaded before I got on were both about you. They were both about you. Because Jesse, our guy Jag, also wanted you to know that 100% the princess tag is going to stay on you. It is a thing. But then another person asked, they said, how did the princess tag come up? Where did that come from? And I said, funny you should ask. Let me tell you. Because here's what happens with princesses. They get gifts at all times. Only one member of the ITL army or the ITL members here, the crew that own the website, were sent a PS4. Only one member gets food, money sent to them every single week to buy food. Only one member had money sent to them to buy video games. That's Bogman. Who gets treated like that? Adult actresses and princesses. And I'm not going to put you as an adult actress, so you're Princess Bogman.
Okay. Have you had enough of I feel like I've been picked on here.
No. How?
I don't know. But I feel like I'm the victim.
How are you the
victim? Because you were just yelling at me for 5 minutes for nothing, something I had no control over.
It's okay. But that's what I'm saying is here's the point. Patreon is a place for people to support what they love.
Yeah, if you want AMAs with me, then join it, I guess.
Yes, exactly. So we'll get some AMAs with you, and that will be good. We'll give people what they want, and I will be happier.
You know what? Next time you do an AMA, let me know when you're doing it. And I'll do one 15 minutes after, and we'll see if I get more questions.
Even if we did one, we've done them before where you and I duly did them. If you are attached, we'll go from 75 comments in a chat to 140.
No, I just want to do one, not with you, but I want you to do one, and then I'll immediately do one after that and then see if I get more questions.
That'll be double.
I bet I won't.
Yeah. Well, the next one you're doing solo, and I guarantee you it will be double what I did on my last one. And we won't give them exact notice.
All right.
And it's okay.
I'll give them an hour also.
Yeah.
And we'll see what.
And it will be solid because then it will prove the point that we need more Bogman on Patreon. So that, my friends, is why you come and join, not just to support us and to support the princess, but you get more of what you want. And I want people to have
what
they want.
I want a tiara. Someone please send me a tiara.
Oh, dude, we need an ITL tiara.
That's what we need.
Logo. Somebody make that. Oh, man.
I'm clearly not going to make it. I'm a princess, so.
No, princesses don't make it. What are we talking about here?
Absolutely not.
You will get your seat on the round table if you get a tiara with a. Now, it can't be some, like, you print it out. The ITL logo and taped it on it. That's not going to do for our princess.
That's not for princesses.
Princess Bogman only gets the best. I want a full logo put on a tiara and sent. You do that, your seat is locked at the Knights of the ITL round table. You are knighted in the ITL hood. And I'm over here. I'm the king of the mud people. I've got a little swamp over here with the dirt and grime that are down in the mud.
Shouldn't Bogman be king of the mud people?
I mean, technically, but I'm in the mud. You know, the dirty, rotten people at the bottom. They like me. The people that don't like themselves. They like me.
People Boy, that like Zion themselves Williamson like you. Williamson had a bad weekend, didn't he?
All right, yeah. So let's do that. Nike had a bad weekend. Bogman, I don't know.
Speaking of losing stuff in stocks.
So Zion Williamson is such a freak of an athlete that he broke his shoes, which is something else. Nike stock. Market value plunged $1.1 billion.
Oh, my God.
After the shoe incident. $1.1 billion. That mishap, so much so that Nike is putting in an investigation into the plant and where the shoe was done.
Yeah. The shoe was done by, you know, teenage workers in Malaysia.
Oh.
I mean, Jupiter. For real. I mean, you know, I wear Nike shoes.
You saw me today, Bogman.
They're outsourced, you know.
Bogman, when you saw me today, I was wearing a Nike polo and Nike running shoes.
Right.
Every day of my life.
Think those are made in the USA?
I don't care.
Right.
I don't think about it. Much like Robert. I'm not going to do it. Caught myself. Ambivalent. Doesn't make me horrible, but doesn't make me good. I
don't want anyone who's ambivalent. Give me a regular one.
Robbie Kraft, do you wear Nike?
Yeah, Nike's all right by me. You know what I like to do is I like to fly over and personally visit the shops they have there.
Oh, they have an orchard.
Yeah, you know, I go to all of them. It doesn't really matter where they are. So they're all in the countries I like.
I mean, like, it's got to be for the secret show. I mentioned we do a secret show on the ITL Army where we are much more comfortable saying what we want and saying uncensored and everything like that. Very few things get censored there. These jokes would all work really well over there. Send some Sally's out there right now. But no, I don't think about that. I wear Nike every single day of my life. Not more than 3 months ago, Nike was being touted as one of the biggest and best in the marketing standpoint. There was a, people pay attention to stocks and stuff, but there was a plunge that happened in December and it went through for about a month, 6 weeks, something like that.
My team was in the playoffs. I couldn't keep visiting.
No, he was out winning. It was a crash, as they call it, after a big rise. And one of the few companies that held through in this crash, which saw like 20% declines across multiple companies, was Nike. And Nike was being allotted for this incredibly big marketing campaign where they went with Colin Kaepernick. They saw where all these, you know, some of the companies were out there being like, oh, you're going to take Nike out and people freaking out about Nike because of political stance. Their stock rose, their sales rose, and they would be lauded by what are they called? Just stock rankers and stuff like that as the company to be on because they set themselves up for years to come with this type of a marketing strategy. That was just months ago. You have a shoe that broke on a college basketball player and the stock dropped and lost $1.1 billion in market value. And they're literally going to do an investigation in on what happened. That's how, I mean,
what is the investigation going to do? Like, I get that they're doing an investigation, but okay, wherever the factory is, no joke, I have no idea where actually.
Do they even keep records
whatever
at the factory that they're talking
well,
about?
Well, number one, do they keep records? And number two, okay, whoever put it together didn't put it together correctly. Well, and that's the one that got sent out to Duke.
Watch for this news next week. Here's what's going to happen. Is they're going to go, well, I mean, I'm not actually, I shouldn't say this because I don't know if this would be a real thing, but I could see them being like, we targeted a factory and blah, 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 and we found some irregularities and we are recalling a certain amount of shoes. So
right.
What that is trying to do is that's trying to save face on like, okay, they found a problem, they fixed the problem, because they can't come out and just say, I don't know, it's just an anomaly. They've got to fix the problem. The best way to do it is say they found an anomaly, they've recalled shoes that came from this factory.
Excuse.
Yeah, and, right. and they eat a little bit there, and then they just kick right back up. It's unbelievable that this happened.
I don't know that it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate that it happened. I don't think he's that hurt. But
I think he's like miss a game or something.
You know what happened is, well,
missing the Syracuse game.
The NBA, players had a lot of reaction to this. I mean, did you see what DeMarcus Cousins said?
No,
what did
he say?
He was calling the NCAA a bunch of BS. You know, he said, I think Zion should sit for the rest of the year. Isaiah Thomas said the same thing. Right. Yeah, exactly. 100%. Nick Bosa got hurt in the middle of a game. He's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to be a very high pick in the NFL draft.
Probably the first
pick
in the draft.
What am I doing this for?
Yeah, you're totally right. And who was it we talked about?
The old Jim Gaffigan, the Welsh. I got to get the F
out of here. We talked about this on the basketball show. Donovan Mitchell came out and was just like this, that, the other thing. What are these guys supposed to do? And then Luka Doncic quote tweeted and he was like, go play in Europe.
Go play in Europe.
Go make some
money
in Europe. You can play 1 year in Europe. You can make money while you're doing it. And if enough players start to do it, it's going to create a thing. I mean, wasn't this?
Well, did you see what Adam Silver did yesterday?
No.
He filed the paperwork that he's been talking about for a while. It's funny that it happened right after the Zion thing, but he filed the paperwork with the NBA Players Association to lower the age to get into the NBA from 19 to 18.
Get back to the high school thing, huh?
Yep.
Yep,
exactly.
Smart move. So, that's what you should do because LaVar Ball was one of these guys that was trying to lure people over to come play in a paid league. That was the next step. We've been talking about this with the AFL or the AFF or whatever the hell it's called and the XFL and all this bull crap where these leagues where it's not
they almost burned out.
We'll talk about that. The Alliance can't do it. Yeah, we should have actually talked about the Alliance. Forgot about that. The Alliance isn't going to do it because they were aligned with the NFL, but the XFL has an opportunity to come in and allow players to come straight from high school to come play over, and they could pick recruits because they're going to pay money. They have a chance to actually alter some of the pool of players where if guys don't want to wait for 2 or 3 years, they can go make money now, which that opportunity is given to baseball players, and that opportunity used to be given to basketball players. Adam Silver is really smart. Get ahead of this because this news is absolutely going to breed that. This was an opportunity for somebody like the LaVar Ball stuff to come in and create some type of a league like that that's going to supersede this because that's all we're going to get. That's all we're getting. NBA players are jumping up. Eh, guys should get paid. Go to play in Europe. They've got to get ahead of this.
I hope the NFL pays Adam Silver to come over and be the commissioner of the NFL.
Imagine.
Be so good. It could be bad where I'm,
why?
To be honest, I wouldn't blame Adam Silver for not wanting to deal with the problems that the NFL has because they're just bigger. You got CTE and you got all that stuff.
Robert Kraft.
The worst thing that you have in the NBA is, players wanting to play on the same super teams.
Did you see that tell-all with what's his name? Donahue?
Oh, Tim Donahue.
Ooh, you see that?
No.
A lot of info on how he was pulling those games off.
I will absolutely not buy a Donahue book. I won't do it because I keep wanting to call him Donaghy, which is actually the guy from 30 Rock.
I want to call him Phil Donahue. That's what I want to call him.
Phil Donahue.
That's what I want to do. I don't know why I want to do that, but I do. All right. When we come back, we can finish up on Zion. We can talk a little bit more about Zion. Maybe we got to throw in a little bit of that that Alliance stuff you were going to talk about. And then we are going to move it to some baseball stuff because that is coming down. The Bryce Harper stuff. There is info. I mean, as you're listening to this, there might be some big movement, just like the Manny Machado stuff. So don't go anywhere. More In This League with Bogman the Welsh coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back. In This League. That's us. That's him. Who are you?
I am Princess Bogman.
I like it. Embrace it. I'm the Mud King, the Welsh. Glad to be here. Glad to talk to you about stuff and things. We could talk about our book, but we won't because we do that all the time. Talk about what else can we talk about?
I got a first look at the paperback yesterday, and it looks great. I was very surprised.
You were? It was actually good. It was actually good to see your reaction because I got it in the mail, a bunch of the copies. And then copies, and then we finally were able to get together, and you were very, I could tell you were like, wow, this is better than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah. Well, you like to complain about things a lot, and you're like, the writing is kind of small.
Perfectionist. I'm looking at it. The best.
And I'm like, no, this looks good. What are you talking about? This is great. Much better than I expected.
Yeah, well.
You set the bar very low for me, which I actually am happy about. I like it when the bar is set low so I can be pleasantly surprised when things turn out.
Exactly.
I always like when I get into a situation, I'm like, well, this probably isn't going to work out. I just assume it's just absolutely not going to work out. And then if it does, I go, oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll take that. Nice. Yeah. Exactly. Nice. I mean, that's why it ended up working out. So all those things we could talk about. One thing we can talk about is we can talk about our worst fast food. We got a lot of votes on here. And you know what I love too? I love seeing when, like, we have a lot of friends in the industry and stuff like that, but it's always funny to me when we have people like we haven't talked, like our guy Holden Kushner, who he's done a show with our buddy Ryan Spader, and I've talked with Holden a bunch of times and whatever, and he does a whole bunch of stuff across the industry, 4 for 4. He's been on the radio for a long time in Washington. Like, I just haven't talked to Holden in a while, or, you know, he doesn't like interact with our stuff. And like all of a sudden I look and it's like Holden Kushner liked the tweet on what's the worst fast food. Like Sammy's commenting. We do all these episodes. We have so many podcasts. I don't hear from Sammy at all. And then Sammy's just like, he's got the hot takes on fast food. I love it. We're at like about 200 votes. 61% say Arby's is the worst fast food over Taco Bell.
And I love it. It's almost like you're an expert on these polls because you're like, you know, if it's anything less than 60%, I'm you get the win.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not over yet. We got another day, but 61%, not that surprising. There are people that love Taco Bell. I think that number one, Taco Bell gave me horrible, horrible, god awful food poisoning.
People don't remember and are okay with painting their toilet. They just, it's not what they think. The food actually tastes good. Arby's doesn't taste good.
I completely disagree with you. I don't think Taco Bell tastes good at all. I recently had it. I went 18 years clean and sober of Taco Bell. Got my chip and everything.
Had to give up your chip.
Gave up that chip for the entertainment of our listeners on Patreon in a secret show. I ate Taco Bell and reviewed it. Came away unbelievably, thoroughly unimpressed.
I really it was disappointed. Not that good. You had to give up your chip.
Chip, I'm gonna come at you like a Spider-Man.
What is wrong with you?
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm disappointed.
I was all jacked up on mediocre quesadillas. That's what I was jacked up on.
This episode, we gotta be careful about the word jerk.
yeah, I know. That's why I tripped over it. So, but I didn't. It wasn't good, and. You know what? I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a second chance. I'm going to go back. I'm going to try it again.
You trying to tell me Nacho Bel Grande can't hit a curveball?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. And I don't want to start a holy war here, but I may have to because Taco Bell is not good. Now, part of that could be that, we live in Arizona. If I want to get, real Mexican food, we have real Mexican places.
I don't go to Taco Bell for real Mexican food. I go to Taco Bell for Taco Bell.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you want that
Taco
roast
Bell
beef disgusting sandwich
be...
or Mexican pizza?
Well, from what?
Mexican pizza from Taco Bell or their gross roast beef sandwich.
I would rather much rather have a beef and cheddar.
Oh.
Because I can get real good Mexican food from a different Mexican food place right down the street.
I'm not disagreeing
even
with that.
Even Del Taco is better than Taco Bell.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that. I am not sitting here trying to tell you that Taco Bell is good Mexican food.
So what's the good thing about Taco Bell? It's fast.
Yeah, that's and it's open late. And it tastes better than Arby's.
Yeah, I don't think it does. It's definitely cheaper than Arby's.
Well, like 120 people right now agree with me.
Okay, well, congratulations. Arby's you can great. All have terribly misinformed opinions.
Yeah, but there's one thing we all have in common.
Trump is the president also. I just want to point these things out.
We all have one thing in common, though. We're all painting the toilet after all this.
Yeah, 100%. None of it's good. I told you, these are the two things that gave me food poisoning. I haven't had food poisoning from any other place.
We're all Americans at the end of the day after we eat Arby's or Taco Bell and we're on the toilet.
Right.
We're all the same.
We're all going to have a stroke. We're all going to have diabetes. That's just how Americans work,
right? Can I
say
something? I'm going to turn this maybe dark or weird for a second.
Oh, no. I don't like this.
What would you rather have? A heart attack or a stroke?
Oh, heart attack. Easy.
Like a bad heart attack.
Like it's either all over,
No. Like, there's like heart attack. Someone's like, oh, God. And then they're like, I had a heart attack. Not one of those. Like. A bad, like, you have to have a triple bypass, like, surgery, heart
Give
attack.
Give me the bypass.
Or a stroke.
Day.
But the stroke, you might be able to get your face back normal.
Well, if I can get my face back normal,
it's not a guarantee.
That's all I want.
Neither is a guarantee. You're not guaranteed to be stuck like that forever, but you're also not guaranteed to be
Why
stuck
Why are
like
you
that
asking
forever.
Me this question?
It popped in my head
These
when you
are the
that.
Two possible ways I'm going to die anyway.
So is it the massive, like...
Oh, it's the massive blowout heart attack. Give me that all day long.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
They go in, they put stents in. Yeah, they're just, the recovery from a heart attack is much more known and better to deal with than the stroke stuff.
I feel like I get what you're saying, and I mean, I don't have any reference points.
Can we
like,
talk about anything?
Hold on. But it's like the heart attack, I think the pain and fear of pure death is right there. But I don't know.
And like, it's not with a stroke?
No, well, I mean, maybe it is. I don't
know.
Your
whole side goes numb?
Yeah, but see, that's not... You're not having the pain of a heart attack. You're like, oh, my God. I'm not trying to laugh at this. It's like the least funny. Wow.
Jesus Christ. I don't know what is wrong with the Welsh right now. He is doing the thing. This is nervous laughter. I don't think I've heard him nervously laugh before, but this is nervous hysteria because he knows... He's wandered into a weird zone here. I feel like I'm going to have a stroke. Thanks a lot.
It's like the least unfunny thing. It's not meant to be funny. I'm gathering myself now. But like the pain of that seems almost scarier
than... You think the pain is bad with either of these? I don't think the pain is bad. Sure, it probably hurts. But it's not, you know, it's more of the sheer panic from either one.
But
now my eye's getting twitchy. We got to talk about anything
but
else.
But the heart attack, you could be like, I'm dying. The stroke, I think you're just like, what the hell is happening? Like, I don't think you're having I'm dying if you're having a stroke. I mean, maybe you do. But you're picking the massive heart attack.
Yeah.
Is that the next poll? Massive heart attack or potentially life-altering stroke?
Do not do that. No.
Okay. All right.
Everyone will be like, wow, what a surprise after you ask the Arby's or Taco Bell question.
I actually just put the poll under the Arby's or Taco Bell one.
Yeah, just attach it.
Which correlates with which? It's like one of those.
It's like they draw the line.
Yeah, draw the line, exactly. Right. It's like you're a fourth grader and you're like, draw the line to the one that matches.
And you know what I'd have? I'd have Arby's and Taco Bell, and on the other side, it would just have food poisoning.
Yeah, well, I mean, Arby's would clearly be the massive heart attack, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, Arby's, we have the meats, right. I'm sure that the nacho cheese from, Taco Bell is way better for you.
Okay, I got another one for you. Is Ving Rhames more known for Pulp Fiction or from Arby's Bring the Meat?
Pulp Fiction. It's not close. I mean, there are people that don't know Ving Rhames is the We Have the Meats guy.
Or he's also in all those like really bad sci-fi zombie movies. He's in like all of them.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, like Day of the Dead. He's in like 4 or 5 of these really bad. Like the first one was good. If you remember it, I'm trying to remember. It was like Day of the Dead. Where
he's Marcellus Wallace. That's what he is.
Yeah, okay, so he's Marcellus. He's not Arby's guy.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I remember him as also Demi Moore's bodyguard from Striptease.
Oh, was he really? Rhames.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I mean, I think some
on HBO or Showtime or one of them a lot recently. And
some people might argue Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Mission Impossible, he's definitely, you know, I mean, how many of those has he done now? 5?
Who's a better actor, Ving Rhames or Forrest Whitaker?
Oh, Ving Rhames. All Forrest Whitaker does is sweat and have a weird eye.
Maybe he had a stroke.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible.
It's hard to look at.
I don't know. Yeah.
You ever do that? Like, his eye, I look at his eye and I'm just like, and then I'm like, is my eye twitching? Like, I get like that too.
I saw this thing on Instagram the other day, and it was this dude with the wonkiest eye I've ever seen. And he has one
dude on Instagram.
It was through the
based on your life, many other things.
But it was this crazy looking, like he looked like a weird meth addict, right? Yeah. Have you seen Jerry Jones in South Park? Like the yeah. the. Okay.
I mean, as soon as the Robert Kraft stuff came up, all I saw were Jerry Jones memes. So.
So. Jerry Jones, you know how he has those weird bug eyes in South Park?
Yeah.
Like this guy has one. Weird bug eye. Ooh. And the other one is normal. And he's like, you know what I do when I call up and they ain't got no tickets on a plane? So I walk up to someone I know that's on that plane and I go, hey, are you going to Birmingham? And they say, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm flying that one. I'll see you on the plane. And guess what? I get a ticket right after that because they cancel their flight. So I don't know what made me think of that, just the weird eye stuff with Forrest Whitaker. But
now we're going down the rabbit hole. I got another one for you.
Okay, do you?
This is Bogman's life, by the way. This is me being real. You know, this is real Welsh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's harder to deal with, a messed up eye, like you're looking at someone. So you're staring at someone. What's more difficult to deal with? A really like messed up sideways eye type of thing like you're talking about, or like a small arm? So you have to look at someone.
It's 100% the eye, because I am very much an eye contact.
And then you can't, and like you can't, you're trying not to stare at it, but you also want to show dominance that you can stare someone in the eye.
Well, the problem is when
One look at the arm. See, you can hide what you're looking at if you're looking at a weird eye.
I feel like I can't, because I make so much eye contact that I'll go back and forth. You know, I'm like, okay, maybe I should look at the other eye, because they're going to think that I'm concentrating on the good eye.
But then I
don't know what to do.
But
I
mean,
this is going to be my problem, because when people look at me in a couple years, they're going to be like, do I look at the limp side of his face or do I just look at the regular side of his face? So,
but like if you look down once at the arm, it's over. Like you can coax up.
Whatever. I don't care. You know what? I have no shame about the arm stuff. Like, you know, I'm sorry. If you got a little arm, you know, you got a little arm. And you're not going to be surprised when people look at it. I'm sure everyone you encounter every day takes a look at that thing. So, you know, you're used to it. So I think
this is why I do this game, by the way, just to get these nuggets out of Bogman.
The eye stuff is harder to, because the worst part is when you've only seen someone in sunglasses. Oh. Have you ever had that thing?
Yeah.
Then they peel the sunglasses off.
And like, there's just a dead eye. It's like a white eye with a normal one. And you're like, what? What?
The worst situation, the fish eyes. They're what? Both a little wonky.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And don't know which one. That I really have a problem with. When it's really fish-eyed. And I'm sorry, you know, if people have this. I mean, look, people got to stare at my huge gut all the time. They're like, look at this fat ass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, James, I've been like a woman. I'm like, hey, my eyes are up here. I know which. I've done that to my wife. I've been walking by and she'll look at my stomach and I'm like, you're unbelievable. She's like, what? And I'm like, I know you were just looking at my stomach. And then she gets the awkward smile. And I'm like, you're done. I'm like, you're done now. I'm like, don't even try to lie now, because that smile just told me everything. And then she'd be like, whatever. And I'm like, you sicken me.
God.
Look up at my eyes. Don't look at my rolls.
Not just a sex object.
I think my wife has a fetish for gross looking people. There's no other reason. She's a beautiful woman who's
very
fit.
Doubtful. I think I would have got more invites over to your house if that was the case.
Yeah, well, I got there first ugly monster that got there. That was the first one.
I forgot what we were even talking about. Oh, so when someone has the sunglasses on and then they peel them off and they got the double weird eye, the fish eye, one guy going one way, one guy going the other way, that's the worst, because then I panic and I'm rapid eye movement. You know, back and forth to which eye do I land on?
Well, then, but you're acting nervous, and they know.
Yeah, they know.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
There's just no way for you to get out of that situation.
Do you acknowledge it at that point? Okay, there's another one. Do you acknowledge?
What do I say? Hey, why don't you get that fixed, buddy?
No, okay, but you know, now you're just being rude.
What I say is, hey, Julio Urias, you're in America now. Why don't you get that fixed?
That's what. Oh, wow, Bogman.
Well, remember,
you're gonna go after any Empire actors
on that.
With that mouth?
Oh, man.
What are you going to do here? Do we talk about something or can I keep going?
I mean, you keep doing these terrible decision things. I don't even know what we're going to talk about.
I know what you're talking about. I don't think they're terrible. I think everybody listening is completely intrigued. And immediately when I asked it.
Except for that guy with the small arm.
Well, you know what he said? He said the eye guy.
No, he probably said Bogman's exactly right. You know, everyone looks at it, and I expect it now. That's what they probably
yeah, you think so. That's what they did.
Probably. I mean, you know, I'm shorter than most people. You know, what's funny is I've had many like phone conversations with people. Then I meet them in person. They're like, "Oh, this is not what I was expecting at all." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I sound like I'm tall, but it's not true. I'm just loud."
It's actually the worst thing about not that we have no experience to this. But, like, I have to mention before, we're, like, X-level celebrity, if that. It's just because somebody's listened. We have thousands of listeners. So there are some people that like us and that we don't understand. But we've met a handful of listeners before. And I already walk into any situation where we're meeting, like, a listener. Because, hey, we're on spring training, so people are like, hey, I'm going to be at a game. Let's meet up, buy a beer. And, like, I already pre-walk in. I'm just like, there's just the person's going to be disappointed when they see us. Like, I don't know what their expectation of what we are, but it's not going to be good. There's no way. I had somebody tell me one time that they thought I was like some 5'7", like Joe Pesci character. That's how I sounded. And I was like, what?
I'm funny how, huh?
That Bogman, how am I funny? That's Bogman. It's literally Bogman.
Hey, look at that. 59% Arby's to 41%. I'm winning now.
That's turning.
Look at that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you look deserve at that. A win. You just, look at that. You deserve a win if you need
didn't
it.
Didn't get it in the height department, so at least I don't have weird eyes.
And get it
so
in Arby's.
I probably will at some point.
Well, let me know. Let me know what you guys think about my Would You Rathers. Do you hate it? If you guys hate the Would You Rathers.
You know, Arby's has shakes, the Welsh.
Oh, do they really?
They do.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Taco Bell doesn't have shakes. I could get turned. You know how I am on shakes. Maybe we're going to have to do a video. I might have to get one of those.
Look at that.
Well, look at that. But let me know. If you don't like the Who'd You Rathers, let me know. I'll stop doing them or give me some answers. What do you guys think? What are yours? All right. We'll be back. We have got to talk about some baseball. We didn't even get to the Alliance, and we're going to get to that. So more stuff coming up in this league.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why haven't you gone to Amazon yet and purchased 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates for 2019? The baseball season, it's here. Like, Bogman, it's here. Baseball is as... People are listening
spring
to this.
Training.
Spring training is going on. I'm going to be out.
If it stops raining today.
Yeah, I think it's going to. I'm going to be out of games. I'm going to be doing stuff. I'm going to be rocking it. We put a lot of work in to this book. 198 players, 99 debates, some tough decisions that you're going to have to make. There's value. There's one for ones in it. Judges across the board. I think it's a really good product. I think we're both very happy with it. Regardless, at the end of the day, the support we ultimately receive, we're going to be happy with the product. Doesn't mean we're going to do it again. That is going to be based ultimately on how much reaction we get. But so far it's been good. It's just got to keep the pace. So if you're considering locking down some of your draft prep, we hope you guys consider checking out the 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates on Amazon in paperback or our Kindle, and you can get the PDF over in this league.com. Let's go Kindle.
It's over on your Kindle.
Get that Kindle.
Like your boss is Marty Bird.
Marty Bird. Oh, God. When is Ozark coming back?
It needs to come back soon. I love that show. I watched the other day? I watched a documentary on Office Space. I heard the guy doing the Carl's Jr. thing, and he was Michael Bolton.
Was it on
Bolton.
YouTube?
Yeah, it was. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. A lot of Mike Judge in that one, right?
Yeah. I love how he talks through his, like, clenched teeth.
Like this. He's like, I'm
he just
judge.
Mad all the time.
He's like, let me tell you something about what I did with Office Space. Yeah, no, I've seen that one. I totally watched that. I got locked in I watched like 3 or 4 months ago. I'm trying to watch The Umbrella Academy right now.
I haven't even tried.
I have been trying to watch 1.5 episodes for 5 days. I keep
Is this
falling
a thing
asleep.
Where maybe it's good, but you keep falling asleep?
Yeah, well, that was what happened with me with Daredevil. Every time I would watch Daredevil, 30
but
minutes.
But that was bad, so.
It was bad. It was essentially just like putting on like white noise behind me. That's what was happening.
Right.
But I'm interested in what's going on with the Umbrella Academy. It took me 3 days to get through the first episode. Then I got to 2. But then I keep kind of like falling asleep, and then I just turn it off because I don't know what the hell's going on when I wake up. So I'm going to have to just rewatch episode 2. But I'm going to try to pound through that. But there are shows. I mean, I got Walking Dead that's back, so I have to lock into that. And then season finale of True Detective coming up this weekend.
See, I have done the smart thing, and I have waited for True Detective. So once the season finale goes, then I will start watching
it. And you can binge.
Binge.
I didn't lock in until 2 episodes left. So I was able to binge like 5. I think there's only 7.
That's actually the better way to do it, because then there's no possibility of people spoiling stuff for you if you watch the finale.
Exactly.
Like, the actual night.
That's why I was scared. I mean, maybe you
I don't care. Like, the season two was so bad. I have the bar is set very low on expectations, but I've heard
so
only good things.
Better.
Right. I've heard only like this is like back to season one. One was good.
I can fully confirm that. Whatever the main actor guy, he's ridiculous. Stephen Dorff is in it. Remember Stephen Dorff? Blade?
Yeah, I do.
He's so good. He's so good in it. Yeah, okay. He is. He's really, really good.
Are you
good
just
in it.
Nostalgic about Stephen Dorff?
I mean,
or
maybe.
Is he actually
I loved the original
good.
Blade. How good was Blade was great. Original? It was so good. And then they got Triple H and Ryan Reynolds was so bad in Blade 3. And they had Triple H in there. And then they had that Parker Posey. I mean, it was such a bad movie that they made with the
there
third
one.
There
was some horrible Ryan Reynolds movie on the other night. And I just put it on background. I'm like, how did I never hear about this? It was something where he was Sandra Bullock's assistant or something.
Yeah, I watched that one.
But I don't know. Like it was just bad. Really bad.
His right. romantic comedies aren't great. He's so great, but
he's
maybe
just funny. You're right.
You know what? There's a bigger question, longer question for another episode when we need to not talk about sports. Is he? Because I love Ryan Reynolds more than anybody. But besides Deadpool.
If Ryan Reynolds was at that Orchid, I would have bought it.
He would have paid $100. Not a tip. What's the other good Ryan Reynolds movie?
The other
besides
good
Deadpool.
Besides Deadpool?
Yeah.
Well, Waiting.
Okay, I'll give you Waiting. And Van Wilder maybe, but
yeah, Van Wilder was good too.
You know what? I'm not trying to crap on him. I'm just saying like he feels like such a better actor. But most of his movies are okay. His romantic comedies, unfortunately, are pretty good. Whatever the one he did with Anna Faris, it's the best. Remember where he's a
that
fat
was
kid?
Waiting.
No. Oh, yeah, he did
no,
multiple
no, that
with
Anna
wasn't Faris.
Anna Faris. Oh, it
no,
was.
No, it was.
She was the psycho.
Where she's like but, the pop singer and he was,
yeah,
he was
Amy
a fat.
Yeah, Amy Smart was the one he was in love with, though. Yep. Just Friends.
That movie.
That was hilarious.
Is
yeah.
So underrated on how good it is. It's
Anna Faris was hilarious in that movie.
Yeah.
I remember she was like doped up on something after getting dental surgery, yeah. And then she's just trying to eat the toothpaste, and she just looks at him and goes purple, and I was dying. I don't know why it was so funny.
Can
to me.
We do somehow
it was like
do
purple
like,
or blueberry or something weird? She
can
said.
We do our own version of Mystery Science Theater 3000 and watch that movie?
Well, I wouldn't want to talk during that movie. I wouldn't want a Mystery Science Theater.
But I want people to experience it with us. Like
you have to pick a movie like what was the one that I hated so much with
Constantine.
That I do hate. But no, the one with Blake
John
Lively,
Wick.
Worst movie ever.
The one with Negan.
Negan.
It's like the Outsiders or something. Where they're hitmen.
Well, right? No.
Aquaman. I don't know what Blake Lively.
No,
movie
it's
thing.
One where they're selling weed.
Yeah, what I'm saying. That's with Negan.
You said Hitman.
Okay, whatever. But Negan, whatever his name is.
Negan was in that?
Yes. What is his name?
Oh God.
Now Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah. I know
Am
who
I
that wrong? Is. Just you might be right. I just don't remember him in this movie. All I remember was she was in love with both the guys.
Losers. Is that it? No, literally. No, there's a movie called Losers.
I mean, the movie was for losers, but that was not the movie.
Now we need to know.
Savages.
Okay. Savages, that's it. There was one word with an S at the
God,
end.
God, her character's name was O.
Oh.
That was her character's
oh.
name was O. It was so
oh,
bad.
Oh, BJ. Robbie?
Sean.
Where's Robbie? Oh, BJ.
Oh, BJ. That's my favorite movie is Savages. You get to see Blake Lively and then Selena Gomez. Actually, my favorite movie is Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know if you knew that.
What? Who's the male actor that's in that?
I can't afford them. They're way more.
No, you can't. You're in trouble because of it now. What's the who's the
God,
other?
I forgot John Travolta was in that
who's
movie.
Who's the guy? Who's the main bad guy or the main guy character in that one? Is it Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Taylor Kitsch? No, Benicio del Toro.
Okay, I'm confusing somehow Benicio del Toro and Jeffrey Dean
yeah,
Morgan.
Yeah, because they're so much alike.
I don't know. What did Jeffrey Dean Morgan do besides Negan and being the Joker or whatever on Watchmen?
I don't
the
know.
Comedian.
Yeah, that's what I remember him from was Watchmen. That's the only thing I remember him from.
He's a comedian. All right. Let's talk about sports because we haven't done that in a whole bunch, even though I'm seeing just more comments. Oh, Ryan Spader just got in, Bog. He just got in here. He said, I'm throwing Jessica Kleinschmidt into the ring. Good luck. Apparently, she's got some opinion here. So Spader's in it. And this is going to get out of hand, I think, here shortly, Bog. I think we've created a monster.
Does she love Taco Bell? I mean, who knows? But
I don't know what's going on, but we're at 200.
Well, people have more opinions on food than they do on sports because everybody eats the Welsh.
Yeah.
Everybody eats.
Not Arby's, though, apparently. Not Arby's.
No.
61% say not Arby's is what's currently
going
on.
People avoid Arby's. That's for sure.
I would say that the Alliance football players would probably kill to eat some Arby's because first paycheck bounced.
Yeah, very late. Very late. The Hurricanes owner had to step in. And they were told, from what I heard, that the league was funded for the first 3 years.
From like
they
sources?
Weren't going to have a problem. Yeah, well, yeah, basically from sources. It was a guy in our army, the Welsh, that said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's got a buddy that is working as a coach somewhere in there. So they were told that the league was funded for the first 3 years. And so that shouldn't be a problem. This dude moved to one of the cities. And then was like, okay, and my first check is going to bounce here. Great.
Not a good look.
No, it's not a good look, but the Hurricanes owner stepped in and paid $250 million to meet payroll for the first couple weeks
here. Put a little Vic on it. He bought the note. He bought the note that was owed on the payroll, put a little bit of Vic on it there. He's going to ask for a little bit of percentage back. I'm gonna pay your salary maybe with a little 1% interest. That's what he's looking for. Smart move. Start a financial move.
Yeah, from our financial expert, the Welsh here. Is this FNTSY or CNN?
I'm just saying it's a smart financial move there. You buy the debt, you get a little bit of little Vic on it there, and get you some extra money.
Vig. What's the Vig?
Yeah, I'm saying Vig.
You know, you keep saying Vic. I'm saying like Mike Vic.
Vig. It's the Vig.
This is 2 weeks in a row you mispronounce something. You don't usually mispronounce things.
I mispronounce things.
I mean, that aren't people's names.
Yeah, I mispronounce it. What is the VIG to tell you? I just know what it is. The VIG is short for vigorous. That's what it's a noun. It's also known as juice. The amount charged by a bookmaker or bookie. Yeah. It is the cut of the take is the amount charged by a bookmaker or bookie for taking a bet from a gambler. The VIG.
You know what this reminds me of?
Also means the interest on a shark's loan. That's what I meant.
This reminds me of Office Space when the crackhead was trying to sell the magazines and they had to look up what money laundering is.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know, man. Just buy it. That was J.B. Smoove, wasn't it?
No, it was. It wasn't J.B. Smoove. I can't remember his name.
The guy
he was
Mad
a 7-Up
TV.
Guy for a while.
Yeah, he was on Mad TV.
Right. I can't remember his name, but he was like, all right, I'm going to level with you. I'm not a crackhead. I'm just trying to sell these and it's very hard.
Yeah.
So.
What is that guy's name?
I don't know.
Why is it?
I can't remember anyone's name. Except for D. Morgan. It's Benicio Del Toro. Who is it?
Or apparently I was saying Vic instead of Vic. Now, have you watched 1 second of The Alliance?
You know what's funny is, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the idiotic backward pass that the quarterback for some team did?
No.
No?
No.
I mean, dead crickets here.
No, I said no. I've said no 12 times now.
Did you or not?
No. No.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll explain it to you.
Should I look for it?
You probably should. But he was going out of bounds backwards, and he took the ball
here it is.
Both hands and just flipped it.
Okay, I'm watching it. He's going.
The most idiotic passers.
He completed it.
He did. But that, like, can you think of a dumber move?
It's the, I mean, this is why they're playing in the Alliance. Who's that quarterback?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Player. Yeah, he's running to the sidelines, and he takes both hands, and he just throws it back. I mean, it's just like you're throwing a pass from, like, half court, and you're throwing
it
backwards.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, like, those old versions of Madden when you'd be running around in the pocket, and you would hit the button to throw, and he'd be looking the other way. And the ball would come out of his hand.
Yeah, that was great.
Right into the right, you know, wide receiver's hand, that kind of stuff. So that is, I turned the TV on and I saw that pass and I went, what is happening? I had the
and
same
turn
exact
it off
thought
forever?
That you did. I was like, well, I think we might have been recording something when that was on. And I was like, why? This is why no one wants to watch this. So, but apparently people are still watching it. It's still getting decent reviews. So
is it really?
Yeah, my buddy Justin Heisey over at Fantrax is writing a weekly column on it. And I'm like, well, they almost folded week one. Are you really going to keep writing about this? Really? Are you going to write about them until they fold in week five?
Is that true?
Yeah.
People
want to play fantasy. People want to play, fantasy.
People love football, man. People love football.
Orlando Jones, by the way. That's
Orlando Jones. Okay. Yeah. Was he on Mad TV?
I don't know. Now I'll look up Orlando.
But everything is twisted right now in my brain, not like it's not usually. We talked about Pulp Fiction, and I'm thinking about the burger scene. Say what again? And remember their buddy that they brought in the car and then blow his head off.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is from Mad TV, that guy is.
All right.
So I don't think Orlando Jones.
I think Orlando Jones was the original Make 7 Up Yours guy. Remember the 7 Up commercials where it said they had the shirt and it said Up Yours on the back, but on the front it said Make 7. So it's supposed to say Make 7 Up Yours.
Can you imagine if someone tried to run that ad campaign in 2019?
Oh, no way.
I mean, they would stocks would lose $1.1 billion like Nike.
Hopefully no one that's been listening to this show will be triggered by anything.
Think of all the stocks that have been affected by sports in the last couple of days. Kraft, well, Heinz, Nike.
Sports are popular, man.
Shoes and Tuggies are affecting stocks. Our financial future is right now being affected by tennis shoes and Asian parlors.
Hmm.
What a world.
What a world we're living in, man. You know what the Alliance should do? They should just go to Manny Machado for the next loan.
Dude. Manny Machado looks like he's on the Lev Bell diet. I don't mean to be mean.
Two C's.
He looks thick. How embarrassing is this? Tops, like MLB and Tops. Tops is like famous for any time a thing happens, they'll release the first card. So if like... player gets his first hit or something. Tops.
Wait a minute. What about Robert Kraft? Are they going to release a card for him?
Well, this is going to get worse.
I want my card.
This is going to get worse on where I'm taking
it. I want
this.
It to say first arrest.
Think about what we could throw into this when I get to the punch here. So they'll always do this, like, hey, amazing moment. Adam Jones in the World Baseball Classic, he catches that ball. They made a card out of it. They always do that. First home run, blah, blah, blah. They do... the Manny Machado signing card. Get it while it lasts. It's a picture of Manny Machado in the press conference, but it's a relic card with, how they usually do a piece of a jersey?
Right.
This is so embarrassing. They put a piece of the tablecloth that he signed his contract on. That's the relic. So now think of what
you just... Do they have the Monica Lewinsky dress card?
If they could, they would. But now just think of what you just asked
me. If you get a Stan section, it's worth like way more money.
Can you imagine that there's somebody that got excited? I'm going to get the Manny Machado card that had a piece of the cloth on the table during his press conference.
You think someone actually got excited about that, or there was some card nerd in the background going, well, what can we do with this? I don't know. Tablecloth? And they're like, you know what? Fine, let's do it.
Sure, whatever. It's
like that Family Guy scene where they're asking Stephen King for a new book, and he's like looking around the room. He's like, how about one with an evil lamp?
Well, you know what's worse is those cards are not cheap. Those cards are like...
Could a tablecloth card be?
It's probably like $100, $200.
What?
I swear to God. They'll have like, hey, Manny Machado, Ronald Acuna autographed rookie card. And it'll be like $400. That stuff isn't cheap at all. You want a tablecloth Manny Machado card? Looks like he needs to get away from a tablecloth for a little bit.
Oh,
where has he been training? What has he been doing?
What does he look fat? Are you serious?
Does he look fat?
I don't think he looked fat. I think he's got a weird face. He has like a triangle face.
Big boned?
No, just weird boned.
I'm going to sneeze. I have to sneeze.
You have to sneeze?
I think I controlled it.
He's going to sneeze, and then we're going to make a card out of the Kleenex he sneezed into.
It'll be $299 on Tops, I promise you. All right, we'll be back. Final hour coming up. It's all baseball. So get locked in. More in this league. Bogman the Welsh. Don't go anywhere.